Radio Network. Well, it's already the fourth and final hour of this 26th day of March 2010, a Friday edition. Bob Chapman with us for another 20 minutes, internationalforecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to go to a few more of your phone calls here in a moment. And when Bob leaves us, I will continue with phone calls and recap a lot of news and cover some news. I got three stacks of it here that I haven't even gotten to yet. But Bob was bringing up the point, basically, that the system isn't going to have to stage terror attacks. Anybody resisting is being called terrorism. It's going to happen spontaneously. And that's why FEMA teaches that the founding fathers were terrorists. I believe that whoever fires first loses. I believe we have a lot of legislative avenues in the states. I know people are waking up. 80% against the health bill, they still passed it. They're trying amnesty, cap and trade. We have a lot of things to exhaust here before things go to the cartridge box. And it's not just the ballot box. It's lawsuits. It's criminal charges. It's special prosecutors. Bob Chapman, do you agree with me that whoever fires first loses?
Absolutely. And, you know, the point I was trying to make there is that you're going to have disgruntled people, deeply disgruntled, because they don't know how to handle what's happened to them. And what they have to do is suppress their desire, their feeling for revenge by not acting unless they're shot at or something. They've got to use the avenues that are available to us, and Alex comes up with these ideas, and so don't the legislatures. That's the road to follow. We're a long way for anything like that happening, except perhaps for isolated incidents here and there. So, you know, what I'm saying here is you stay out of trouble.
But it is a big checkmate. But it is a big checkmate on the system, Bob, that there are 150 million gun owners, 400 million guns, and that people can't be pushed too far. So that's why they built up this huge internal security police force. That's why they're trying to pass bills to openly torture U.S. citizens. It says enhanced interrogation for no reason, for any intelligence purposes they wish. In fact, I want to go back over that bill. I know you print it every day. It's moved off the stack. Print it one more time, Jaron. Thank you. It's a joke around here. They may print articles 10 times in 1 week. But it isn't going to work. And these guys in their ivory towers think they're going to bring some type of Soviet tyranny here. And the question is, did the Russians have the right to resist Stalin? Did the Germans? Was it wrong that Germans tried to resist Hitler? Was it wrong that Chinese tried to resist Mao? And according to our government, yes, you must worship government. Government is always right, Bob.
And that's what they want us to believe. And the tyranny hasn't reached that point yet. In Germany, they were just really lulled to sleep because, you know, they were in a depression and they needed help. And this guy, Hitler, he sounded like maybe he could do something. And he really did capture their imagination and their votes as well. In Russia, it was a different situation. The government was overthrown. The first thing they did was they purged, and then they had another purge in 1937 to 1939 of the officer corps, if you may. And, of course, they killed hundreds of millions of people. You don't hear much about it. You hear about what Hitler did. But the Russian communists were even worse.
You know, that's a point we need to make. In every case in history, once a corrupt group really overthrows a government and starts looting, the first group they go after isn't even the political dissidents. They just isolate and ignore them generally. They go after people who know where the bodies are buried. They go after the people that brought them to power.
Absolutely, because they can't have them around putting the finger on them.
All right, Bob, we're going to come back with the key to all this. The fact that the banks have now looted you with the takeover of healthcare, trying to loot you with the carbon taxes, raising all these taxes as the economy literally implodes in on itself, and they're now saying they're going to take the pension funds and 401ks. It's mainstream news being reported like they're talking about, oh, there might be light showers this afternoon, or, oh, they're having a beagle race down at the park today. but I mean, they're announcing, it's like announcing space aliens landed calmly.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just now joined us, drop what you're doing. If you're pulling through a Starbucks listening to us on XM, pull over, listen, don't halfway listen, and get your double latte. Okay? 5 years ago, George Bush and the Democrats together changed the federal regulations where private companies could take your pension funds. You saw what happened with Enron. You saw what happened with Global Crossing and scores of other companies where they're shell companies, they move the real assets out into other companies, and then they steal your pension funds and maybe pay you 5-10 cents on the dollar. In the case of Enron, thousands and thousands of employees got nothing. Now, how do we always know what's going to happen? We're going to Bob Chapman in a moment. How do we always call it like it is? Because the same private IMF World Bank holding companies, the Federal Reserve's another arm of that, partners with the Bank of England, these are front companies, receivership arms, holding companies for the private central banks. Openly announcing world government, Bank of the World, no more denial, global constitution. They rule our countries illegitimately. They're making agreements with each other right now. They've engineered a financial implosion so big that's meant to give them total power. If they fail, they're destroyed in the process. So this is an all-or-nothing exercise. I keep saying that. All-or-nothing for them, all or nothing for us. That's why they're announcing censorship of the web, the fairness doctrine, all these new taxes, IRS running your health care, taking your wages, carbon taxes, even if the Senate won't pass it. They've got to get the money. And the big banks authored the insurance takeover. That's what conservative talk show hosts won't tell you. They'll say it's a bunch of communist liberals, you know, that just want to give poor people health care. No, they want to run your life, and they want to cut Medicare and Medicaid while raising taxes to pay the banks. We've seen the IMF and World Bank, the Exim Bank, and these other consortiums in hundreds of nations, and sometimes over and over and over again, Argentina, Nigeria, Greece, Iceland, the list goes on, go in, and it normally takes them five phases over. If it's a third world country, they can do it quicker, a big nation, maybe 20 years. They lobby for big government, get people in debt with made up fiat currency and loans that are taken from the private central banks. They get the world for nothing. As Thomas Jefferson said, if you ever let private banks to control the issuance of currency and credit, your children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. Okay? Our country was founded fighting these people. The Civil War was over this. Andrew Jackson fought this. So listen to me carefully. We're going to keep Bob to the bottom of the hour here. I want to give him some time, but I've got to lay the groundwork here with Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com. Expert, one of the best researchers, best trends forecasters we've got. So I want him to take the floor here in just a moment. But I want to go over a few of these articles first. We are now entering the next to final phase. Greece is entering the final phase of what they do to third world countries, totally imploding them, making 99% of the population totally poor, half of them at or near starvation and homeless. This is total economic domination. Now, the IMF and World Bank, in the next to final phase, always take over the pension funds and the 401ks. First, they get the companies and governments, local, federal, you name it, the teacher funds, the police funds, to invest with them in the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report prospectus. You want to look it up? Look it up. That's a double set of books, the real set of books. Chicago Mafia started it. The bankers picked it up in the 50s. Once they've done this, this is life or death, folks, they then take over the pension funds and start taxing them and only pay you a part of it. Then in the next phase, they completely take your pension funds, and they always put a riot police surveillance national police force in place before they do it. They've been building it for 20 years here. They now admit, the Pentagon's released documents, so has the British Ministry of Defense, that they've been getting ready for 20 years for this. This is their mass takeover. So we're now entering the final phases of this, and it telescopes. It accelerates at the end. You'll see more robbing and looting in the next 3-4 years than you've seen the last 80. Now, here's the two key articles, all right? Social Security to see payout exceeded in pay-ins this year. They bankrupted it by design. That's New York Times. Here's another one, Wall Street Journal. Personal income drops across the country. We're in a depression, folks, not a double-dip recession. Now, here's the key stories. Bloomberg.com. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. A year ago, the Federal Reserve and Treasury were talking about this. A month ago, they changed the rules to tax and to not insure your money market accounts. They've told the banks get ready to hold money for 7 days while they devalue. Citibank, we wrote that article about that. Drudge picked it up. We just found it on the Citibank website. They're now admitting it. Now listen to this, and we're going to Bob. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. Bloomberg, this is a week and a half old. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corps is trying to encourage public retirement funds that control more than $2 trillion to buy all or more of failed lenders. Now, think of how they calmly announce that. Take your private pension funds. They're already getting the police and firemen and teachers. You're going to be completely robbed. And you're going to be told, enforce a police standard, you'll get nothing. This is how they suck you in, and then you never get out because you keep hoping to get something. This is how they hold you hostage. Imagine, they're calmly announcing, and it says the federal regulators in this article are pressuring them. If they don't do what federal regulators say, they can find any nickel or dime crooked toenail to shut these firms down or arrest or charge their CEOs. So they're all saying, okay, we'll dump the money in. That's $2 trillion in private, not counting government pension funds. taking a more direct role in propping up the banking system, said people briefed on the matter. So they're holding you hostage. We'll crash everything if you don't go ahead and give us your money. Then they take half of it or more. Oregon's retirement fund may contribute $100 million. It goes on from there. Current rules don't prohibit pension funds from buying failed banks. So they're saying they're going to invest your money in failed banks. Then they take the money out the back door, implode the bank, and say, well, you invested in it. Here's another one. WorldNet Daily. Obama ally targets 401k dollars. Trillions in IRA funds could be forced into U.S. Treasury debt. I've been beating the drum for a week and a half on this. Now, I'm going to shut up. We're going to hold Bob till 30 after. So the end of this segment, the next segment, then we'll come back and take calls. But Bob Chapman, you've got the floor. They really mean on doing this. They intend to do this. This is a... We put up with the last fraud, trillions stolen by the Federal Reserve. They won't say where the money went to Congress. Why not go ahead and take the pension funds? They've done it all over the world. They know how to do it. They know how to propagandize. A, why are they doing it? B, when are they going to start doing it? And C, how do they think they're going to get away with it? Bob Chapman.
Well, about 4 months ago, I came out with this kind of information, and I was summarily attacked for it. And I guess the harbinger, the bringer of bad news is always rejected, even though the bad news is the truth. The going forward of the looting of retirement plans is still in the planning stage, and you're seeing these trial balloons go up. Yes, we should turn it all over to the government and get that guaranteed annuity. I don't know how they're going to enter into it at first. It looks like they are going to enter into something, either a voluntary program or a 5% tax on everybody to be held for you until you retire, or whether it'll be mandatory right away, which I don't think it will be. Then they are, as Alex pointed out, getting the public pension funds to get involved in this program, which I explained earlier is just to prop up a system that is collapsing. I've learned other things along the way. About 4 months ago, we said that at the end of the year or next year, FDIC will be broke and government will not come in and lend them $500 billion or whatever it is to keep them afloat. The reason is they don't want the savings of people to be insured because they're going for the final move into what they're going to do to bring down the system, as Alex said a little earlier. Another thing that they're going to do here, and you were talking, Alex, about them taking the funds from pensions to, or are supposedly asking, to buy this toxic waste, which is these bonds which contain mortgages. That toxic waste will come from the FDIC and also from the Federal Reserve, which has been purchasing it. I think they admitted they purchased about $1.2 trillion of it from banks and brokerage houses and insurance companies. And so they are going to go ahead and try to, in some form, attack your retirement, and they are going to try to force, and that won't be hard, public institutions, pension funds, to purchase these things. And they're also going to put as many small and medium-sized banks out of business as quickly as possible. We could easily see 500 banks go under this year. They're just getting rolling. And there's a couple of thousand banks out there that are being overseen with people on the spot from the controller of the currency office. And the paperwork, the plan to nationalize the banking system is already in draft form at the Federal Reserve. And I know that for sure because my source saw it. And so...
Bob, stay there. Bob, this is big news. You never make stuff up. You've broken news years before it happens before. This is bona fide. Bob Chapman, straight ahead, inside info. from inside the Federal Reserve. Think of it. They calmly come out. They think so little of you that they think you're so stupid. And they say, we're going to invest your pension funds. The government's going to order your company to invest it in toxic assets. Think of the magnitude of this.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I just got off the phone with Anderson Cooper's producer. They have a special tonight about how evil I am. But they're going to let me respond. They're going to interview me for 10 minutes on a satellite feed, and they said I will then have 30 seconds. They will choose the 30 seconds in a five-minute hit piece with congressmen. The piece is about, am I causing all of this? It's like the London Guardian saying Alex Jones is a black hole causing. No, the banks being criminal, announcing they're going to take your pension funds next and taking over health care is what's causing this. I need everybody's prayers, folks. I mean, they are. Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, CNN, they're all coming after me, and they're coming after you, and it's all about the Enemy Belligerence Act. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. I mean, we're here telling the truth, and they're hopping mad we're exposing the insurance companies are behind this. Limbaugh won't tell you that, okay? He'll tell you it's a bunch of commies doing this. No, it's a bunch of banks. Bob Chapman, going back to you, what do you think of this CNN news?
It's what you would expect. It's as simple as that.
But I didn't know we were this effective, Bob.
Well, you know, I've been more outspoken about it. We have got these people on the run. The first clue was when we saw other radio personalities copying what you were doing and then Beck going to the limit on it. And you knew that they were trying to steal your thunder because you were telling the truth. But what they were doing, as the audience knows, 95% truth, 5% misdirection and propaganda. Now they found that was ineffective. They're not denting the armor of Alex and others like him. So the next step is you're like a national disease and you're causing all this. And you don't attack the message. You get a hold of the messenger. And this is what they're doing.
And I can't say no, though, because I said, if I say no, you're going to say I refuse to be interviewed. Yes, we are. But then I countered, but this isn't even really an interview, is it? You're going to show 30 seconds. And they laughed and said, that's exactly what we're going to do. They're going to say, here's the devil. Oh, man, I've got them saying I'm basically a cop killer everywhere. They're really setting me up. They think the cops are dumb and they can tell the cops that everything's my fault when I'm trying to hold people back from violence. Look, I didn't mean to get distracted off into this, Bob, talking about the CNN thing. In closing here, you know the power of federal regulators. They're going in. It's in the articles. They're ordering the pension funds to invest with the government. And then I guess when people get mad, the government's going to say we're terrorists because we should be happy they're taking people's pension funds.
And that's really the bottom line.
They mug us, they rob us, and then if we even speak up, we're bad.
That's right. And that's what I have endured for almost 50 years. If you think an armadillo's got a strong skin, try mine.
I know, Bob, they ran you out of the USA. You're not even in the U.S.
That's right.
How long has it been since you...
I don't like getting shot at.
Oh, God. And to hear these producers giggling and laughing, this is all funny to them. Do they realize how real this is, Bob, and that their sorry butt isn't worth 1 cent more than my butt to the New World Order?
That's right. But they don't know that because they don't understand what you do. They don't understand what the problem is because they're making too much money. I mean, you're not making $10 or $20 million a year. They are. So what do they care about you or me or anybody like it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't sell out. You wouldn't sell out for $1 trillion.
Yeah, but you don't. Maybe the other 85% of the people in the country would.
And that's who
the
they
group that they're in.
Well, I've just had enough, man. I tell you what, we got to beat these people. And they are getting desperate. Do you agree with me that they're going to stage some terror attacks and blame it on patriots?
Absolutely. But I don't know the timing, but they're going to do something. The desperate people do desperate things, and that is going to happen.
Boy, they're arrogant if they think they can steal people's pension funds to, quote, buy failed banks.
Well, we've been reporting on it just like you have, and that's what they're up to. And, you know, the question is, when are they going to make the move that's visible? And when they do, the first thing I will do is get my subscribers out of those kinds of retirement plans that they can get out of. And it's simple to do that without incurring a lot of cost. And sure, you're going to have to pay taxes. But that's just the way it is.
Bob, it's always informative having you on. We really appreciate your expertise and time today in the last hour and a half. We'll talk to you again if I'm still here next Friday. God bless you, my friend.
Same to you, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
We'll be back. I'll get into the government's plan to arrest you for absolutely no reason, have the military hold you, and torture you into fake confessions. The new Inquisition is here. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
The reason neocon controlled liberal corporate media, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, Time Magazine, Newsweek, London Guardian, New York Times are all coming after Alex Jones, yours truly, is because we understand who the enemy is. I'll get up on air and go, here's Bloomberg reporting that the government's preparing to take over your pension funds and invest them in failed banks. That's wrong. And for that, it's on record that the Pentagon surveils us, follows us around, goes to our End the Fed rallies. I'm being demonized. Within 2 hours of Richard Poplawski killing three cops, he was a white supremacist, he posted all over the internet hating me. Within 2 hours of him being in custody, they got his computer and said he did it because of Alex Jones. We played a clip last week of the Southern Poverty Law Center saying Alex Jones caused it. They're going to law enforcement and saying, I am causing this when I'm here telling people not to be violent. They are doing it because they want to demonize me and set me up. And I'm so clean, and I pay all the fraudulent IRS taxes and don't do anything but maybe speed in my car occasionally. I do nothing. I am as clean as a lily. They don't care. And you know what? If they set me up, it's a sign of our success. And whatever they try, that's just the way it is with these terrorists. When they are terrorists and they stage the terror attacks and they're doing it all and they're getting ready to stage more stuff to blame it on the Tea Parties and everybody else. And where are those articles you gave me earlier where Obama people have been caught attacking their own offices, Denver Post? They'll never let me show that on CNN. I'm going to go down there tonight. They're going to interview me for 10, 15 minutes for 30 seconds. They'll throw some point at me, probably turn the audio off so I don't hear it, so I go, excuse me, to make me look. I know how they operate. To make it look like I can't hear you. Oh, we got him. Look, here's the devil. He can't even. But I can't say no because they'll say I wouldn't show up for the interview. And then all the sheep watching will think, oh, he has something to hide. You make me sick. Anderson Cooper is admitted CIA. Admittedly, worked for the CIA. All right, I want to play the 60-second radio ad for the first time for the new film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Now on presale at Infowars.com. It ships out in April. Pre-order it now so you'll be the first to get it. Police State 4 also ships out in April. Pre-order that. It exposes the whole system. Everybody's got to see these films. The latest, most powerful info. CNN's got to reapply its lies millions of times. All we got to do is show people the real paradigm once. Their minds are unlocked. That's why we're dangerous. They're coming after me because of, more than anything else, the films. And I want a commitment. If they set me up, plant drugs on me, kill me, and put me in a room with a dead hooker, you know, whatever, or say I committed suicide to shoot me five times in the head, I will never commit suicide. I'm not involved in anything illegal. And everybody who knows me knows that. And they did it if anything happens to me. And if they do put me in prison or anything, I want you to promise now to yourself to commit that you, every listener, will make 1,000 copies of my films a year. Buy the DVD copier, buy the blanks, and make them and give them to people. And take the audio interviews I've done, the radio, the TV, the films, and just never stop getting them out. Because that's why. Freedom is worth it. Liberty is worth it. Signing my name, John Hancock, up at the top is worth it because I am not going to be a slave. These people are demonic and evil and corrupt. The government's been caught running giant child kidnapping, slavery rings. It's even in congressional testimony. They bring in the narcotics. They're stealing your pension funds. We must fight them. I don't have courage, folks. All I have is common sense and self-preservation instinct. You must meet this scum head on or they will act just like Hitler and Stalin. You must expose them. They want to have violence now. They want to hype violence now so that they can try to shut off debate. That's not going to work. This isn't 95 CNN where your CIA bosses and the FBI and the BATF can blow up a federal building and demonize people that don't want to be slaves to government. You're not getting our stinking guns. You're not getting our property. You go ahead and try to take the pension funds, crooks. It's over. You're the crooks. You're corrupt. You're scum. And everybody's starting to wake up to it. And we're going to go to all your well-meaning idiot liberal supporters, and we're going to show them how the insurance company stocks are way up and how they wrote this legislation and how it doesn't have coverage for people with pre-existing conditions and how top government officials are exempt from the plan. We're never going to shut up, trash. And we're going to shatter the left-right paradigm and bring this country back and bring the world back out of your tyrannical world government grip. Do you understand? I'm not afraid in the least. In fact, I'm thrilled they're coming after me. Whatever happens, I am committed. My name, my sacred honor, my family, my treasure, my blood, my sweat is all in. The enemy's all in. I'm all in. The fight's already on. You might have butterflies when some big bully's waiting for you at the end of your street when you get home from school, when you're 14 years old and he's 18 and got a mustache. You may be a little scared as he's walking up to you, but as soon as you get in that fight, you're not scared anymore. Folks, get in the fight. They've drawn first blood a million times. We're drawing first blood in the info war, and we're not stopping. We're not mincing words. We're shattering their programming. We're shattering their disinfo. We're shattering how they set up false debates and false arguments. We're teaching people how they do it. And it's over for the New World Order. It is over for these terrorists. Just like they tried to claim Ron Paul's supporters were involved in violence 2 years ago. Now he's their darling because they failed. They are going to fail if you simply keep taking action. So don't let it scare you if something happens to Alex Jones this month or a year from now or 2 years from now. I'm a fallen warrior in defense of the Republic and humanity, whatever happens. If they destroy my name, whatever they do, I am ready. I ask for it. You understand? I didn't engage the enemy. It may not have been clear to me 14, 15 years ago, but it's been clear to me for 10 years. And it's been more and more clear every day, and I sleep great at night, except sometimes I wake up and literally wish I could do more and wish I was more informative and could really articulate to people the information that I've discovered and researched. In fact, I brought a big list of things I wrote late last night that I wanted to cover and talk about, just ideas and thoughts. I'll try to find it during the next break. Let's go ahead and play the new radio ad that will be in rotation on the network, on the podcast, and everywhere else. Please take action. This is the new radio ad for Invisible Empire. Here it is.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire Chronicles. How men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Invisible Empire, order it. This is my work. This is Burmese's work. This is everything we've done, everything we put together, everything that we have put on the line here. I just wish the general public knew the cost and understood history and what bondage is really all about. I wish all these evil little gibbering people that work for the system who think they've got all this power and they're part of the winning team, I wish they realize they're only alive once on this planet. It's so precious to know the truth. It's so precious to be on the side of right. The country is on the verge of real revolution. They want to stage terror attacks so that they can nip it in the bud. The country is in peaceful revolution right now. The system is lawlessly social engineering this country. Here's the actual bill. You can go read the subsections of it. Give me a document cam shot, please. S-3081, Senate 3081, introduced by John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And they advertise this, we shouldn't let go Al-Qaeda. We got to take their rights. But when you read the bill, it says it's for U.S. citizens or anybody else they wish, that they can secretly arrest you and have enhanced interrogation, torture, and that only an act of Congress can ever get you out of the secret prison. And even if anyone knows you've been arrested, they don't have to tell anybody you've ever been arrested. They just put a bag over your head, you disappear to a torture camp full of psychopaths and sadists that enjoy this. This is pure evil. This is Hitler. This is Stalin. This is Mao. This is Pol Pot. This is it. Bona fide. You know, the Nazis didn't pass this stuff into law. They just did it. The Soviets didn't. We've got an article that boils it down and has the subsection snipped out, the PDF filed. And I want to read to you from the bill. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. PrisonPlanet.com. Since the establishment media, and this is from March 8th, a few weeks ago. See how it's all coming true? Since the establishment media is convinced that the Tea Party members, 9/11 truthers, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, and basically anyone with a dissenting political opinion is a likely domestic terrorist, and we have the new Homeland Security report today about that, they should be celebrating the fact that a new bill would allow the government to detain such people as enemy belligerents indefinitely and without trial based on their suspected activity. The Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010, introduced by Senators John McCain and Joseph Lieberman on Thursday with little fanfare, sets out comprehensive policy for the detention, interrogation, and trial of suspected enemy belligerents who are believed to have engaged in hostilities against the United States by requiring these individuals to be held in a military custody. Yeah, it's a kangaroo military trial. Interrogated for their intelligence value and not provided with a Miranda warning, writes the Atlantic Monthly's Mark Abebender. Read the bill at this PDF link. The bill does not distinguish between U.S. citizens and non-citizens and states that suspected belligerents who are considered a high-value detainee shall not be provided with Miranda warning. A person is considered a high-value detainee if they fulfill one of the following criteria. Number one, now listen carefully. Sounds reasonable up front, but again, the precedent's for everyone. Poses a threat of an attack on civilians or civilian facilities within the United States or U.S. facilities abroad. So they say you pose a threat. And remember what happened at the G20 a few months ago. Rob Dew, Jason Burmes, and Jason Douglas call the military base where the troops are massing the day before the G20. We call. We want to interview your press person. They had a press conference. Our guys pull up. Hi, here's our card. Here's who we are. They said, go wait over there. They come and they say, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Leave. They say, thank you, sir, and leave. They call the police and say, terrorists were here trying to attack the fence. A car followed them as they left. In Police State 4, the rise of FEMA, we have the actual video of the military saying, yeah, we'll get somebody for you to talk to. And, yeah, come back tomorrow. They just, we're not even human. Just, you're a terrorist. You asked me a question. You were polite to me. You're not even a human. You're just a terrorist. I'm God. You lose all your rights. I say so. And we've caught the military and police everywhere provocateuring attacks on themselves. Number one, pose a threat of an attack on civilians or civilian facilities within the U.S. or U.S. facilities abroad. They arrested that woman for taking photos of the base she thought was a FEMA camp in New York. Two, poses a threat to U.S. military personnel or U.S. military facilities. Three, potential intelligence value. Any potential intelligence value, you get a bag over your head and you go to a torture camp because there's rapers that like it. And Uncle Sam's got a job for him. Uncle Banker. Number four, is a member of an al-Qaeda or terrorist group affiliated with al-Qaeda, or, these are all different reasons, see, they mix in al-Qaeda in the middle, and such other matters as the president considers appropriate. Just like the cybersecurity bill says the president can just shut down the entire internet. That's Forbes, AP Reuters, headline. President can shut down internet whenever he wants or restrict it or censor it. And you've got this emboldened Ed Schultz on MSNBC going, we need to shut Limbaugh off. We need to kick all these people off the radio. And all these White House officials are agreeing. Now your free speech is bad, too. This is treason. This is treachery. This is tyranny. This is corruption. This is un-American. This is classical corruption. This is authoritarian sickness spreading in the nation. And we're here saying, stop, stop. Don't take the pension funds. Don't rob the people. Don't take over health care with the IRS. Don't. It's a ripoff. The banks wrote it. The insurance company. They're like, shut up, terrorists. Shut up, terrorists. I'm talking to CNN. They go, oh, the piece is about you. We're talking to people in Washington about how dangerous you are and are you influencing all the stuff that's happening. And there was a guy giggling in the background. And I'm just like, this is really America. This is really the Orwellian state where these little yuppies and their little coddled, cloistered positions don't even think of me as a human. I'm just some nut who doesn't like what's happening because I've read a history book or two. Because I know what evil is. And because I'm reaching millions of people. And I'm real, folks. I'm real. The fruits of what we've done, are real. The millions we've woken up is real. The fact that we're identifying the enemies of this republic is real. And they know. The system knows I'm real. The system surveils me. They know. And I know why a lot of people buy into some of the COINTELPRO. It's a minority, but it's a wide group. They can't believe I'm still alive. They can't believe I've got the courage to do this. They can't believe that I say the things I say every day. They can't imagine that someone could be real and have courage. Why don't you have courage? The courage to protect your family. The courage to stand up against evil.
I can't even control myself. It's not even courage. I can't shut up. Because I know where this leads. I know these bankers funded every mass murder in the last 100 years. Government mass murder. The good news is most people that work for the system are not evil consciously. They've been compartmentalized. They've been brainwashed. They've been dumbed down. And we're deprogramming them together. We're just showing people the bigger picture, how to think for themselves, how to look outside the box. We're having an effect, a real effect. And we can't be bought off. We can't be controlled. We can't be manipulated. We make mistakes, but we learn. We get smarter. And we're teaching others how to take action. And so the system is deathly afraid. They're deathly afraid because CNN quoted some book. In fact, give me that printoff, Sharon. And the book quote about myself and others is how, you know, how the nuts are hijacking America. See, that's what Cass Sunstein says in his internal documents. Yeah, he has a Wing Nut of the Week segment on CNN. I guess that's who they're going to give endless minutes to talk bad about me, and then I get 30 seconds. It was another sheet where it said how the nuts are hijacking America. No, you're engaged in tyranny, and people are finally waking up to the full horror of it, and the denial is ending. And that's why you're scared. Now, here it is. Wingnuts, a lunatic fringe is hijacking America. No, you've hijacked America, and we're getting ready to kick your butts out of here. You got that, you scum? You don't control our minds. You don't tell us what to think anymore.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Sarah Palin is stumping for John McCain, who wants global warming taxes, the guy that she says censored her. Sarah Palin's a joke, folks, and they're going to use her and build her up to discredit true constitutionalists. You have been warned. By the way, one of the shipping guys just came in. Netflix has accepted the Obama deception, so now you can download it at Netflix or get the DVD shipped to you for folks that haven't seen the Obama deception. You can get it through Netflix now. Again, the Obama deception at Netflix. They're doing a test run right now to decide how many they're going to order, so it's important for folks to order it so they get even more and then advertise it to their people, another way to wake people up. You know, I said I'd go to some more calls, and I guess I'll jam in a few here at the end. We'll see what happens with this Anderson Cooper thing. It turns out the guy that called me is the guy that does this kook piece every week. And that was the guy kind of giggling in the background, John Avalon. And so just a completely biased piece. Wingnuts, how the lunatic fringe is hijacking America. But don't worry, their bias is okay. They're just going to shut down anybody that disagrees with the government with the fairness doctrine. But he can say I'm a wingnut, and they're going to try to blame me for what's happening when it's their bosses that are causing this. Truly sickening. So we'll see what happens with that show tonight. Let's go to Bobby in Tennessee. Bobby, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'll be praying for you tonight. I know it's going to be a lot, and they're
going to... Well, it's not going on the stinking show and talking to some little chicken neck that's a problem. It's the fact that they're now saying Alex Jones is the evil one.
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, just keep plugging your website and your shows and everything. I also wanted to talk to you about a way to wake up people. What I've been doing is I got your iPhone radio app. And I don't know if anybody's brought this up, but I turn it on when I'm going to the bank, when I'm going to the grocery store, and I just let it play, and people come up and ask me, you know, who is this, and, you know, what is he talking about? So that's a good way to wake up some people.
Well, that's why they're scared, because all our numbers are just exploding off the charts, and they can see that we're already a threat to them in another 6 months. I mean, it's just, and it's all because of you, the listener, spreading the word. And the great crew in there, and my dedication, all of us together, we're having a big effect. And all I'm doing is reading Bloomberg, where the government's going to take over people's pension funds and invest it in failed banks. That's their own words. I'm going, does that sound like a good idea? And that scares them. He's saying it's criminal. Oh, he's evil. Bobby, I appreciate
people.
Go ahead.
So there's a lot of people that are waking up, but they're trying to hit the snooze button. And if we don't do anything, you know, something right now, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, they'll keep pushing what they're pushing. And even Glenn Beck was saying, last night, you know, your children and your grandchildren are going to be saying, where were you when, you know, this went down? So just,
yeah, Glenn Beck tries to get people's confidence so he can later double back on them. But, you know, I'll say this. I've been watching some, when he talks about George Washington and collectivists, and they're letting him get on a longer and longer leash. And so is Limbaugh. And the fact that this is all being forced out in the mainstream, and that is the mainstream. Fox has more viewers than all the other cable networks combined. And that's why CNN's a joke. It's why MSNBC's a joke. They're legends in their own mind. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry, Randy, Doug, Rocco, Ron, Nicholas. Call me back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Monday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Reared on AM and FM stations all over the country, different times. If you have a AM and FM, tell your friends and family about it. Tell folks about InfoWars.com, the free iPhone podcast. We've got a link up on the listen page to when we're on XM. Weeknights, and then also on Saturday for 3 hours. The fact that more and more stations are picking us up shows that this information is becoming mainline. We are shifting the paradigm from unreality to reality, and the system doesn't like it. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Retransmission starts now. InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.